Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's wide. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. A pass ahead. With no Marchand. A breakaway. Heads in Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece. Brad Marchand.
No sandstorm. But Darude.
There's a storm brewing tonight, dude. A Marchand storm.
Boy, this was after 2 o'clock in the morning on South Beach. Must play.
Yeah, dude.
Do you think that DQ is going to have a watch party?
I don't know. Probably good for them.
They should set up a screen.
They could probably have their own float.
They don't even have a TV in Dairy Queen.
I just said they should set up a screen.
Oh, I got a projector. I could make my way over there.
There you go. Yeah. I like that.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Today, Cats back on the ice, game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, as they take on the Edmonton Oilers. Cats up 3-2 with a chance to become back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. 8 o'clock is your puck drop, you know, anthems and banging the drum. Bobby Lou! Got that going for you. Should they lose tonight, game 7 would be on Friday. So,
but if they win tonight, when would the parade
Careful.
Be?
Task at hand. That's a tomorrow topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
That's a tomorrow topic. But I appreciate your enthusiasm. That's a tomorrow topic.
All right.
Kevin Durant watch continues. Shams Charania was just on the Pat McAfee show. And there's a lot of... There's been a lot of noise over the last 48 hours about Kevin Durant. I don't know if there's been much substance, but there's been a lot of noise. Because Shams came out Saturday night. I was on the broadcast of Dirty Boxing. I thought that the trade had happened. He just came out with a list. Spurs, Rockets, Heat. Spurs apparently aren't really pursuing Kevin Durant. Shams just went on McAfee. He said the most realistic places that he'll end up are Houston or Miami. That's what he just said. All yesterday... Right. You had reports out of Phoenix, Gambo, saying that the Heat are unlikely to get him. Then you have reports today saying that the Suns are going to have to, you know, take back their offers a little bit because he don't want to go to the Timberwolves. Timberwolves don't want him unless he wants to be there. So they were like, oh, they got to try and get Ant-Man to convince him, even though he's probably, you know, Kevin Durant's going to convince Ant-Man to come here. So I don't know what's happening, dude. All I'm telling you is it's all up in the air right now. There's a lot of noise and ether, but nobody seems to really be putting in their best hand for Kevin Durant because I think they know the offers aren't that great for him right now. And so as much as everybody wants to act like, oh, there's going to be some wild card team out there that's going to swoop in, I can't deny that. That may happen. We saw that happen with Damian Lillard. Wild card team swooped in, stole Damian Lillard from the Heat. But right now, it just seems like there's just a lot of stuff back and forth. And we'll see what ends up happening, dude. But right now, the latest from ESPN's Insider is that the Spurs aren't really pursuing Kevin Durant too much, even though that was reported yesterday that was his number one team. And Shams came out and said that they are the most realistic destinations right now for Kevin Durant. There's more motivated teams than the Spurs, is what he said on McAfee's show. He also denied having a look yesterday. Apparently, Shams had like a coy look when somebody mentioned the Spurs on television yesterday. And he said that he was just looking for his camera because he didn't know what camera to be on for television.
Okay. Now people are dissecting his looks.
They are. They're dissecting Shams' looks.
Look at that three blinks when he said Houston. It's a clear sign.
Dude, I almost had like the craziest thing happen to me on air on Saturday night. I was freaking out. Freaking out while not you ever have a freak out, but you can't say anything? I mean, besides when I threw a lizard at you, Leroy.
Oh my God! Like, yeah, so all my situations involve you.
Well, I had never, you know, I've only, you know, mostly in my broadcast career, I've used the old cans. You know, when I'm broadcasting to hear things. Mm-hmm. For you squares out there, those are headsets. Usually goes over my ears, able to
you
hear.
You have a little mic attached to it.
Sometimes a little boom mic attached to it. Right.
Yeah. Well, everybody has said when I'm out in public, I need the boom mic. I do not need a regular mic because right. I don't talk into it.
That's fair. Well, our producer, he wanted us to use, as they say in the lingo, Leroy, stick mics. You know, he wanted the old handhelds, and he wanted to put a little earpiece in our ears to hear what he has to say. I was like, all right, cool. I've never used an IFB is what they say.
It's hard. Yeah, I have one. It's like... It doesn't sound like headphones.
I don't love it.
So it sounds like you could barely hear them.
I'm not a secret agent. I don't love it. I don't love it. But I'm going to do what my director producer say, right? Mm. Here's the problem, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This thing, it must have been built for people with tiny ears, okay?
You don't have your own?
No, these were. I don't own one of those.
Usually when you do anything along this nature, they tell you to get one just in case.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Probably if I were to get into, I don't know. But this one, no, they just gave me one, right? And I think I got Mike Perry's because Mike Perry, he's got cauliflower ear, okay? Smaller.
So it was like a jumbo?
Smaller holes. And I ended up with a tiny one, and this thing just kept slipping out, and then eventually I just had to go to get in there, right? Really get in there, J-Fig. And then I could actually hear him because I was popping out. I couldn't hear the dude. So first run went great. We were only on camera three times. So first two times, fine. You know, figured it out. We powered through. The last time, though, a little bit of a problem. Because I go, and all of a sudden I can't hear anything. I'm like,
oh, no.
What just happened? And that thing, it was lodged up there. And the wire... had came out of it. So I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, this thing is stuck in my ear. I'm about to be on camera and I can't hear a thing. I can't hear a producer. And this thing is lodged in my ear like a damn spider. And I'm like this because Mike Perry's there yakking. I'm like, I'm trying to finger plant this thing out like really like pinky. Can the pinky get it?
The space isn't that great. So you putting your sausage fingers in there is pushing it in more.
Rod tweezers. Next time.
It was like a hit. Right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who carries tweezers with him?
Yeah, I didn't have tweezers. I'm about to be on camera, and this thing is lodged. I can't hear a damn thing because the wire broke off, and it's right up there.
Did they bring you another one?
Well, first I had to get it off because, we're literally on the air yakking.
So how'd you get it out?
J-Fig, by literally the fingernails. I was able to get a grip, whoosh, get it out, and I was like, hey, Austin. Austin was my audio director. I said, Austin! It broke! He's like...
Look, next time you come across that,
I've had it. No, put it back.
So he put it back together.
Doesn't carry tweezers. He carries twizzlers.
He was able to fix it, but dude, like this entire time. Well, thankfully, this entire time, like we were rolling. We weren't on camera. We were just yakety yakking while stuff was happening in the ring. But like, I'm like, if they would have cut to me at any second, I would have been full lobster claw, like trying to get that thing out of my ear. I was freaking out, dude.
So did you fix it and put it back in?
Yeah, well, I got it out, and then my producer fixed it.
But did you still get the same one, or?
Yeah, I mean, we only had, like, it was, like, the end of the broadcast, so we had to finish it out.
Why don't you go get fitted for one?
Hey, man! I didn't know! You know, that's a real great piece of advice! Why didn't I do that on the last 30 seconds I'm on the air?
No, but, dude, can I just say this?
You should have traded.
When I was asked, I did stuff at CBS, the college game of the week on the internet. That's where I met Joanna.
Yeah.
Because we did that together.
Yeah.
Before, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing they told me when they said, go and get a, was it IVF? IBF? IV?
IFD.
Yeah. Go get one. So I went to an ear specialist, got it. You know, they measure your ear. They, you know, get the little thing of the ear and put it in there.
Okay, but that's CBS. They probably don't have that there.
No, but he's done other stuff. So
I literally
just
said it was the first time I've used it.
But
Leroy, you're giving him advice on technology.
You really are a special superhero. I like to call Captain Hindsight.
What do you mean? I didn't know what that was.
You were sitting there like, why didn't you get a custom earpiece? Yeah. I didn't know I was using
Loser.
It, dude.
No, but what I'm saying, before I ever did it one time, somebody suggested I get one because you would need it. I didn't know I was going to need it there. And then when I got there, they asked me if I had one.
Great. What does that do for my situation here? Nobody told me.
You should already had one.
Probably
what would I have when I literally just told you I've never used one?
I didn't either.
But somebody told you.
Yes, not that worked there.
This guy.
Somebody.
Look, my advice to you.
Look up in the air. Who's that?
It's Captain Hindsight.
With advice I could have used 48 hours ago.
My advice is take tweezers next time. Just in case.
I thought it was standard. Sorry.
Standard.
My advice.
You said standard, but then a custom made one, that's not standard.
Guy gets hit by a bus.
You can get one that's not custom.
Guy gets hit by a bus. Leroy flies.
What they tell you to do
is not standard.
Get one and pack it with you.
You go out to a city, you go out to dinner for a spicy restaurant, and you're like, oh, heartburn. Who's that? Should have taken Tums beforehand.
Next time that happens to you, Toby.
I don't have those problems.
No. Hold your nose, hold your ear, and go, and it'll come out.
Or have someone hit your head.
No, concussion.
You wanted me to go like full like airplane honk? Like,
yeah. Toby would have possibly lost an eardrum, and it would have been all your fault.
Bro, I really thought that thing was going to, I cannot end today having to go to the hospital to get an earpiece lodged out. I'll never be welcome back. I dug for that thing like I was digging for gold.
Maybe a pencil tip? You could
have
gone.
I didn't have a pencil. What? I'm on the ear.
Do not put a pencil in your ear. Do not. We cut back.
Don't put an earpiece in there.
The broadcast. How about they just don't give me an earpiece that's meant for the tiny eared?
This guy's now bleeding from his ear as he's calling a fight.
Dade South says, can't take medical advice from old Swolefoot.
What do you mean I beat science?
No, you didn't.
Zach,
tweezers next time, just in case they give you the old cauliflower one again. Okay?
Oh my! No, or better yet, get your own.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Let's see how
they have different types of tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that have the more finer.
Your advice is better.
Thank you.
Your advice is better to be like having.
If you're planning to pack tweezers, dumbass, why don't you just get the thing?
This is very violent, okay? Mm. Some people don't have that
luxury. What's more prep? Wait.
Some people don't have the luxury to be invited to the Panthers game 6.
What's more preparation?
minus
he's like,
one.
You know what?
He's lashing out today because
I better get some tweezers. So this
it's a more reason-
thing doesn't get stuck
it's
in my
a more
ear.
Reasonable thing to have on you than a custom ear.
There's probably somebody there that was
didn't think to get a
Marcos.
Custom earpiece.
Could have had one.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Marcos?
Yes.
When's the last time you have gone anywhere, especially in the business you
do you know
you
how,
wear
do you want to know
right?
something? You want to know how ridiculous
what
it
if,
is?
What if when was the last time you left your house and said, oh, damn. Better go back and get my tweezers.
Man, when's the last time you went anywhere and just by no advice previously you've been like, man, I really should have had a custom earpiece for something I've never used before. That was your advice.
No, somebody.
Yes, for you! You!
Be a professional. You know more about
this. I literally was a professional.
Man.
Because I powered through.
Hmm. Everywhere
it
I
sound like you powered through.
I did power through.
He did power through. He found the will of
this guy's
his
just he's just lashed potatoes today. Like ever
Tom,
since
I understand.
Ever since
saying.
He denied going to a game, like
I know,
you know,
I'm telling you,
it's just
this
like
whole game situation has got him on this in a
pickle. The pressure,
in a
the pressure,
first world pressure. This
what
is in? Crazy.
That's good.
You guys made a bigger deal about it than me.
Surprise!
You made a big deal about it.
Surprise!
Puffing and puffing over there.
Surprise! Captain Hindsight didn't show up to his pool guy today and been like, "Why did I get a fool in the first place?"
Really?
Why are you guys bullying my boy Leroy?
As a guy who has enjoyed
because his advice
the benefits
today
of my beautiful pool,
yeah.
I can't believe you would lash out against it.
No, what I'm lashing out is your advice today was, "Why didn't you get your ear molded?"
Loser.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Okay.
I mean, that's what professionals do.
All right. You're one to talk
you're
about
not
professionalism.
Understanding what
do you
he's
realize?
Saying,
do you realize yeah. I'm taking advice from somebody who literally bangs the microphone every time he goes to the windowplex?
Which you might have
you literally slip. Right now, let me. You want to know what's ridiculous about you? You are a fine-tuned athlete who slip past tackles with more grace than you do past your microphone to get to the windowplex. You bang that
squeeze.
We know.
You broke a pot, Leroy.
This is you every time. Head it over to the window, Plex.
I know IT's coming in here like, don't hit the microphone.
Beating up the microphone.
You might have coffee on you right now.
Hey, you guys want to go to Exotica? Whoa!
Exotica
is returning to Miami Airport Convention Center June 27th through the 29th. And you can win a 4-pack of tickets to go for your chance to win. Go to the contest page at WQAM.com and enter.
You want to give us a weather report, Leroy?
Weather report.
Mm-hmm. Brought to us by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Demesman and Dover, they are horny too.
Okay, hold on.
Not the song.
Okay.
That's crazy. Oh, no, wrong song.
Okay.
I mean, they're...
Yeah.
Okay. Exotica. Man, they putting their name on everything.
Jeez.
Well, I just learned the jingle.
What?
Now we got to learn the horny version.
No, they're not related not, here. These are two different things.
What is going on right
they're
now?
Not, they're not
I just
sponsored.
Wanted you to go to the, to
the
give us a weather update.
Kind
of oh, you wanted the weather report.
Leroy?
Right?
No, this
I
is
I thought
crazy.
They were sponsoring Exotica.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a professional.
God.
Wait a minute!
A professional.
Okay.
Or how he
Let me tell you
it,
something.
You have the odd.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Audacity.
Let me tell you something.
No.
You don't mention things that close together if you don't want me to assume that they're tied in.
How about you just listen?
This show's going
I
off.
I did!
How about you just listen,
Maybe
IFB?
You should get a custom earpiece to listen.
Yeah, where's your molded earpiece?
I have it. I do. I have it.
Oh, so gonna... no weather report? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, hold on.
No, let's hear it. Okay. Let's hear it.
See if you can avoid the hit.
The best man in Dover.
Nope.
Okay. Oh,
wrapped up.
Oh, the best man in Dover. One big happy family.
Say it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is partly cloudy. Winds coming out of the east-southeast at about 15 plus miles an hour. It's humming out here. It is a heater. I would say it's about 91 degrees. And again, look for a passing shower. I mean, I don't see nothing, but it's that time of year where you can get a passing shower at any time.
How do you do, Froggy? And
currently 91 degrees, partly cloudy with winds coming out of the east-southeast at 14 miles per hour. Rain, nothing as of yet, but always keep an eye out.
We'll take a break. Back with more.
Exactly what I said.
Back after this.
He's good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.